Blog Talk Radio.
Baba, Baba, Shibaba, oh, oh, Shibaba.
Bad, bad, you know she's that bad. Potluck push, dip your hand in my grab bag. Matte black Benz, perfect for my black ass. Only know who's in it when I open the back half. Hot as a backdraft, they know he on fire. Any nigga deny it, you call his mother a liar. Only here to inspire, if she like it, I buy it. Tryna take a ghetto, she can put her up on designer. She don't fuck with the buyers, all she know is suppliers. How to watch the drug money, hide it under the dryers. Oh, she bad, bad, so fly, she jet lag. Eve, let him go, we both know that the best last. Yeah.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Yeah. Oh, she baba.
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 Yeah. Yeah, that's right, I'm better than them. Eve, the cataclysm. Blow them out the fucking water. Kill them dead. Call it daughter. Ain't my fault. I had it built up. Had to get it out my system. Now I'm back. Forget about the mother chick, man. You won't miss them. Yeah, Eve, hungry like a lion. I ain't never easy, never scared. Why you trying? Your gimmick make me sticky. What you selling, I ain't buying. Man, I live up at the top, so you keep climbing. No, they can never catch her. Me, I'm the chick that keep them under pressure. And every nigga smell her, want sex her. They say they want protect her, but really they just want kiss and caress her. Now sit your ass down, cause class is now in session. They like,
oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Yeah. Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Rolling papers and rolling switches. Getting high as a light fisher. In the club with a bag of money. Getting back in from my white stripper. Watch holders are igloo. Tank holders are icicle. You might think I'm balling out, but this how I live my life, nigga. You say that's your wife, not that night, nigga. I'm gonna spend the night with her, stick this pipe to her. When she leaves, she say my name. Juicy J, he did his thing. I'm leaving with her best friend. She know what's up, we trippy, man. She wanna hustler on this job, not you boo-boo, nigga. She wanna hustler on this job, I got boo-boo, bitches. All across the nation, take your chick on vacation. I'm getting done while I'm in a foreign race.
Ba, 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 she ba, ba, oh, oh, she ba, ba, oh, she ba, ba.
Bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga called me. He like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floor. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Told that bitch, take your shoes off, look, don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian mob. They on that bad vest. Too much walk around it. Show the ass fat. You gotta walk around it. Big body got 10 of them.
Yeah, welcome to Wrestling X Factor for Sunday, June the 2nd, 2013. On here, your host Wayne Benitez. We just waiting for our guest, Bobby Hayden.
So I let the bitch hang out with me, right? You know word got around I was fucking this nigga, bitch. So the nigga called me. He like, you fucking my bitch? I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors. Red bottoms only for the centerfold. Big body, I got 10 of those. Whipping, working, smelling like they general.
Told that bitch, take your shoes off, but don't even ask. Got your bitch tiptoeing on Italian marble. They on that bad vest. Too much walk around it. Shorty ass fat. You gotta walk around it. Big body got 10 of those. Cause cribs, that's egg hoes. Nine piece, that's dinner rolls. Wow.
Yes, we're still waiting on women's wrestler Bobby Hayden. She made her Ring of Honor debut match up against Athena up in San Antonio last night. And ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you, women's wrestler Bobby Hayden.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, doing all right. How are you?
I am tired, as expected.
Yeah, it's been a long night for you last night.
You did what?
It's been a long night for you last night while I'm working.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. You know, of course, after every show, you always get really tired the next day or sore or whatever. So it just kind of comes with the territory, which is okay.
Right. And how was your match with Athena, dark match?
Our match was intense, hard-hitting. I didn't come out victorious, but that's totally okay because debuting for ROH, you know, for those who don't know what ROH is, it's Ring of Honor, but debuting for them is such a big deal. I mean, they literally are known for having the best wrestlers in the world, and so to even be on the same card as some of these guys is just wonderful.
Yes. How long you been a pro in the business?
I started training in 2009, June 2009. But my first professional match was December 10th, 2010. So since December 2010, so I guess that's about 3 years, roughly. So I mean, I'm still new into everything, but I work every weekend, and you know, I have several wrestling matches almost every week, and I've definitely been putting in the hard work and busting my butt trying to, you know, get to that next level.
Yes. What got you into going into wrestling?
I mean, ultimately being a fan, of course. I love wrestling. My boyfriend, Houston Carson, was also in wrestling, and he kind of introduced me to it and took me to live shows, and we would go and watch, and I absolutely loved it. I loved the athleticism of it. I loved, you know, the aesthetics of it. Just everything was wonderful. It drew me in. It was so entertaining, and we both just decided that it was something we wanted to do with our lives, and so, you know, started training, and now I'm here.
Yeah, that's good. We're glad you're here. And who influenced you the most in this business?
Like wrestler wise, or
wrestler or promoter?
Yeah. I mean, I've had several people along the way who have been a huge inspiration. The guy who originally trained me and told, you know, taught me my basics, which was George Bailey Isla, he was always really supportive. And, you know, I've like I said, I've had several people along the way who've just been openly supportive, who have helped me, you know, progress and get better. When it comes to, like, idolizing, though, I would watch, like, Mickie James, for instance, and she was one of the main reasons I wanted to be a wrestler because I saw her and just fell in love. I thought she was wonderful. I thought she was just awesome. She was so beautiful and athletic, and she was such a good wrestler and such a good storyteller, and her character was always, you know, just so welcoming. And I was like, wow, that's good. That's a good role model, and that's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. And so she was one of the main, like, wrestlers, I guess, that I looked up to and everything.
And what was the best worker that you love working with in the ring?
I mean, I've honestly faced a lot of really, really awesome girls and guys. Everybody kind of has their pluses, I guess. One of my favorite ongoing feuds has always been against Angel Blue in Texas. She's just this catty little mouthy thing that, you know, we always have very good chemistry in the ring. Athena would be another. You know, I feel like our match last night was a test to that. So that was, you know, really good. I've worked with, like, Rachel Summerlin, who was very technical, and that was great. And then I've totally gone to the other side of the spectrum by working girls like Taryn Terrell and Brooke Tessmacher from TNA, and work Jazz from WWE. And so, you know, that's a totally different style, a totally different technique. And so, I can't really say I have a favorite necessarily, because there's certain things I like about certain people. And my mind changes all the time, too. So I get really bored really easy. So one day to the next might be someone different.
And how was it like to work with those big names in TNA and WWE, the Tessmachers and the Jazz?
I mean, it's a little bit surreal because these are girls that I see on TV. And like I said, at the end of the day, I wanted to be a wrestler because I was a fan of wrestling. You know, I loved it so much as a fan that, you know, I wanted to be a part of it. And to see these girls, it's very surreal, and it's very neat. And what's wonderful is how humble they are and how just, I guess, true to their characters they really are. And it's, you know, it's wonderful because, you know, you come across so many mean people and so many people who, you know, look down on you and treat you different because you're at the bottom and, you know, they're at the top. And I didn't experience that with these girls. They all were very personable, all very respectful, and it was a really good experience. And to kind of also bring up people I've wrestled, recently I wrestled Casey Carlisle. I wrestled her on a Friday night and then a Saturday night right in a row for the NWA World Women's title. And that was another opponent that really stood out for me, especially when it came to psychology of the match. And, you know, she has good control over what she does. She's very good at what she does. And there's a lot to learn there, which is, you know, really nice.
Yeah, that's actually everyone's favorite worker on the indies, Casey Carlisle.
Yeah, there's definitely a reason behind that. She's very controlled and very, I know that sounds weird, but like kind of like calm and controlled. Like she's a very good wrestler, definitely.
And how was it working with Kimber also?
With who? I'm sorry.
Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you the first time. She's one of those who is just obviously getting so much buzz right now. Very well deserved because she's very talented. Just inside the ring, outside the ring, she's a wonderful person as well. Definitely worth, I think if people haven't checked her out, they definitely aren't wasting their time if they do, because she's very talented. And she's another one that I definitely had fun with in the ring and outside of the ring. She's very nice.
Right, and she's also down to earth. I see her work a lot over the Northeast side.
Oh, nice. Yeah, she's very down to earth, very easy to get along with.
And you recently been doing also Magnificent Ladies Wrestling?
Yes. In fact, they have their final taping in June, and I will be a part of that. So I'm very honored to be a part of their last shoot. But they are closing their doors. They're going to keep the site up, though, for at least a year so that people can still order the matches. And I've had a really great time working with them. The people who run it are very professional and very, very kind to me. And it's been a really good ride with them, a really good journey with them. They're very good people.
Right. And do you have any interest in going to companies like Shimmer and WSU?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when it comes to women in women's wrestling, especially on the independent circuit, they're, I mean, top-notch. And, of course, you can add Shine to that list now, too. But they really are the standard for women's wrestling on the indies. And so I feel like I'm finally getting to that point where I deserve to have a shot at, you know, being on one of those cards. I feel confident enough in myself to, you know, kind of take care of business there, more or less.
Right. And I just like how women's wrestling is getting more popular each year, and like how it's being promoted the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's getting promoted as professional as I think it has ever been promoted. You know, it's kind of gotten away from, oh, well, these are just boobs bouncing around and butts hanging out. And, you know, it's so much more than that. It really is. Women are beautiful creatures to look at, but we're also very athletic. You know, everyone has their strong points, and a lot of these girls could easily hang with the guys. And I think that's just wonderful. You know, I think it's nice to finally see that showcase. And, you know, and it shows that women can be not only strong and sexy, but we can also be characters. And we go out there and put on a match and let fans have fun watching. You know, because there was definitely a slum of wrestling there for a little bit for women, especially that it just wasn't really entertaining, or it wasn't really being pushed the right way. And places like Shimmer and WSU, they're doing a really good job in putting over girls and showing their strength. I think that's something they really capitalize on.
Right. And they give them more time in the ring also.
Yeah, definitely. And it kind of goes back to, like, allowing them to showcase themselves. You know, it's not just, oh, here's your time slot, go out there, you know, we need to put the boys on, so hurry up. You know, it's
right.
It's nice. It's contending with the guys. So, it's, you know, it's a good feeling.
And you recently also was announced WOW.
Yes, I am currently a Women of Wrestling superhero, and my alias is Abilene Maverick, and it's very true to who I am. It showcases that I'm from Texas and strong. You know, I love the earth, and I love people and animals, and, you know, and it's really neat. It's a really good experience, and their production value is just out of this world. Everybody there was so professional, so willing to help you. There were trainers of women who wrestled back in the 80s and the 90s who were there to help out the younger girls like me and, you know, some other girls who, you know, they could give pointers to and kind of say, oh, well, hey, have you thought about this? Or, you know, maybe you should go in this direction. And they really sat down and took the time with us to kind of pick apart what we're doing and what we could be doing. And it was such a wonderful learning experience. Such a wonderful experience.
And this, it seemed like they all doing good. They're trying to get more bigger. They're trying to get a network deal going.
Yeah, they definitely
heard,
are.
Yeah. that's definitely a positive to our also industry, also more exposure to women's wrestling.
Yes, definitely.
And I just hope in the future that WWE gets more popular with their women's wrestling, make it more serious also.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I've noticed a kind of a change in tide. I feel like WWE is trying their hardest to train new girls. They have Cyril Ray over at FCW, and she's busting those girls' butts. I'm not saying, like, I have any room to judge, but I've been thoroughly impressed with everything I've seen from FCW. The girls are working really hard, and they have sacrificed so much. I mean, like, it's crazy seeing some of the bumps these girls take. I'm like, oh, my God, I would never do that. Like, you know, I mean, okay, maybe I would. But I'm like, oh, my God, they're so tough. And they're just I really think that they're trying to get their girls back in there, and they're training them hard. They're making them look great. The characters are really developing, and I think they're really trying. And especially coming up, they have that show with the Divas on E!, I think it starts in July or something. So it's nice to show that they're giving the girls a positive outlet on media, whereas, you know, the men have always been pushed in movies. And so it's nice to see that they're letting the Divas finally get kind of their little shot at limelight. And I think they're really trying. For a while there, it was obviously slacking. They weren't having any women's matches on TV. And if they did, they lasted 30 seconds to a minute and a half. And now there have been actual storylines, and you're seeing multiple Divas on Raw and SmackDown, mostly Raw, but I think they're definitely trying. They're definitely trying to get, you know, the women back in there.
Yes, and Triple H has seemed like he's more, since he had this head role now of doing, trying to bring women's wrestling and other and tag team wrestling back also.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what helps there is him himself being a wrestler and being a worker, and, you know, he understands that everybody has a spot on the show. You know, like, it's not all about this one person. It's all about this one person. You know, he understands that collectively you make a product, and it's not just geared towards one group or one set of fans or, you know, whatever it may be. And I think that helps out a lot, having an actual wrestler, you know, being head of office and talent.
Right. Do you have any interest in going to WWE and TNA in the future?
Absolutely. Honestly, either one. I think they're both great companies. I have worked with people who have worked or work at both of them, and I've had really great feedback from both companies. And so I definitely know it's in my future. Because I think that anything is possible. I feel like if I work hard enough, I will succeed, and this is a dream of mine. I have sacrificed so much in my life. I've given up so much. I work way too hard not to succeed, and so I know that it's in my future. I just don't know when. I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason, and God has a path for each of us, and so I'm not going to force anything. You know, I think it'll happen when it needs to happen.
Yes, it does. Yes, I noticed that Dixie Carter also is. She loves her knockouts division. She wants to see more women's wrestling on TNA Spike TV.
Oh yeah, definitely. TNA has consistently given their knockouts great pushes. They've always made sure to showcase how great of talent they are, and not only in the ring wrestling, but they also get to talk on the microphone a lot, and that's really nice to see. I think that they're spot on with their knockouts. They do a really good job with their division.
Yes, they have. Have you been trying to go to companies overseas like Japan or other places to work?
Yes, and I did work in Monterrey, Mexico, That was my first taste of like the overseas type thing, even though it's just right across the border. But I worked in Monterrey, Mexico, and I had 5 matches while I was there, and so that was a really good experience. I do intend on going to Canada and Japan. Those are definitely dreams of mine. I've always wanted to go to both of them, not only for wrestling, but even for visiting purposes, too. And I was recently given the option or the opportunity to go to Japan, and I declined. It was just one of those things where I felt like it was not the right time, and the opportunity came up to work for ROH. And so I kind of wanted my ducks to be in that certain row. I wanted to take my chances with ROH and, you know, see what impact I can make there. Also, being away from home for 3 months straight is very tough. I am in a very serious relationship, and so, you know, that would be kind of a hard thing to do. It's just, you know, kind of up and leave for 3 months without seeing your spouse is tough on any relationship. And so I just didn't feel like at the time I was ready to make that step right now.
Yes. It will come soon, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they said, good things come to those who wait.
Yes. And I mean, like I said, the opportunity was there. It was a great opportunity, but it just wasn't the right time.
And how was Hunter Delirious Johnson at Ring of Honor backstage?
Completely professional. Absolutely professional. A great guy to work with. He was very knowledgeable. He watched my match and gave me amazing feedback, critiques, and what he would like to see in the future. And I think overall, I made a really good impression. I feel like I did. I hope I did. And I'm definitely going to just keep knocking on Ring of Honor's door until I'm fully put on the roster. Like, you know, I intend on doing that. But everybody at Ring of Honor was just so welcoming. And, I mean, these guys are definitely worth getting to know. They're just amazing athletes, amazing characters. They put 110% of everything they have into everything they do. And so it's definitely something I want to be a part of. And like I said, I kind of wanted my eggs to be in that basket right now. So I'm really, really gearing towards being on their full roster.
Do you have anything else to plug?
I mean, I guess just my media outlets. I, of course, always have shows posted on Facebook, on Twitter. I have new pictures always posted on Instagram. You can keep up with my fitness goals and my eating and my traveling and my shows, my home life via all of these things. I write back to my fans all the time. I really try to stay on top of it. If you check out at Barbie Hayden, that's at BARBIHAYDEN, you'll find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And also for bookings and appearances, my email is Barbie.Hayden@LIVE.com. So that's BARBIHAYDEN@LIVE.com.
Awesome. And it was an honor of having you on Wrestling It Factor.
Oh, thank you.
You can come back anytime in the future.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
All right, well, you have a good afternoon, okay? I'll talk to you later.
No, you too.
Bye.
Bye. That was the talented Barbie Hayden. Yeah, this time, everyone, we about to sign off. Hit us up at Wrestling It Factor for all the archives or Blog Talk Radio for Wrestling It Factor. This is Wayne Benitez, Jared signing off. Later.
That bad, potluck push, dip your hand in my grab bag. Matte black Benz, perfect for my black ass. Only know who's in it when I open the back half. Hot as a backdraft, they know he on fire. Any nigga deny it, you call his mother a liar. Only here to inspire, if she like it, I buy it. Tryna take a ghetto chic and put her up on designer. She don't fuck with the buyers, all she know is suppliers. How to watch the drug money, hide it under the dryers. Oh, she bad, bad, so fly, she jet lag. Eve, let him go, we both know that the best last. Yeah.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Yeah. Oh, she baba.
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 Yeah, that's right, I'm better than them. EVE, the cataclysm. Blow them out the fucking water. Kill them dead. Call this water. Ain't my fault. I had it built up. Had to get it out my system. Now I'm back. Forget about the mother chicks, man. You won't miss them. Yeah, EVE hungry like a lion. I ain't never easy, never scared. Why you trying? Your gimmick make me sticky. What you selling? I ain't buying, man. I live up at the top, so you keep climbing. No, they can never catch her. Me, I'm the chick that keep them under pressure. And every nigga smell her, want sex her. They say they want protect her, but really, they just want kiss and caress her. Now sit your ass down, cause class is now in session. They like,
oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Yeah. Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Oh, she baba.
Rolling papers and rolling swishes. Getting high as a life fisher. In the club with a bag of money. Get back in from my white stripper. Watch cold as an igloo. Chain cold as an icicle. You might think I'm balling out, but this is how I live my life, nigga. My life, nigga. That's your wife, not that night, nigga. I'm gon' spend the night with her, stick this pipe to her. When she leaves, she say my name. Juicy J, he did his thing. I'm leaving with her best friend. She know what's up, we trippy, man. She wanna hustler on this job, not you poo-poo, nigga. She wanna hustler on this job. I got poo-poo business. All across the nation, take your chick on vacation. I'm getting dumb.